You're listening to SBS News.
Breakfast is frying at a restaurant in Sydney's west, although it's not for the customers. Instead, Talal Elmadoud is cooking for his family, having recently closed his breakfast buffet on weekday mornings, and this is why.
We faced an increase in all kinds of prices and expenses, especially bills. There was a lack of employees to hire, and the wages that we had to pay them got more expensive.
Mr. Elmadoud has run hospitality ventures since he arrived by boat in 2013 as a refugee from Syria, and was lucky to survive the voyage.
I came through sea and I faced death at sea. Our boat drowned and I almost died.
After starting a catering business, Mr. Elmadoud opened a restaurant in Sydney's west just as COVID hit. But with little pandemic support, he says the current conditions are adding to his financial worries.
Because of the increasing prices, I struggled to pay rent last month, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent this month.
For many like Mr. Elmadoud, the financial crunch may be reaching a crisis point.
If things keep going the way they are, I will be forced to shut down my business and look for another job to pay the late rent and the costs that have piled up.
Despite higher than expected retail spending, fuel costs, rising interest rates and soaring inflation are having an impact, as Creditor Watch CEO Patrick Coughlin explains.
And we see less money being spent. We'll obviously see a reduction in GDP, and that's going to cause a lot of pain in the economy and across businesses in general.
Creditor Watch is closely monitoring key indicators of business insolvencies, as Mr. Coughlin explains.
Our data continues to give us strong leading indicators that more small businesses are falling into distress. One of the key leading indicators of coming insolvency is trade payment defaults, and they are surging up 53% year on year at the moment. Ultimately, what a trade payment default is a creditor registering a default against a customer who hasn't paid their bill. So it's a really important indicator to show that more businesses are not paying their invoices.
A Creditor Watch risk index has revealed other danger signs too, according to Mr. Coughlin.
Court actions are up 51% year on year and will continue to rise. So a court action is that next step in a creditor's collection activity or journey. Where a default is registered, they will now go to a court to get a default judgment, which is essentially enforcing that customer or that debtor to pay that bill.
Many of Australia's 2.3 million small and medium business owners may face insolvency this financial year. Those at highest risk are based in southeast Queensland and western Sydney, which have higher than average rates of personal insolvency and lower than average incomes, according to Mr. Coughlin.
Industries with the highest probability of default over the next 12 months are food and beverage services, arts and recreation, and also education and training.
Charles Lethbridge is a partner at Sydney's legal firm Atwood Marshall and says instructions from liquidators and bankruptcy trustees are steadily rising.
By product of the pandemic, financial support and other measures put in place by the federal government during the pandemic to assist individuals and companies to cope with financial pressures associated with the pandemic are now being phased out, with the effect that bankruptcies and liquidations are on the rise.
The ATO, or Australian Taxation Office, is owed $68 billion in unpaid taxes and is expected to pursue debts vigorously this financial year. With interest rates expected to rise again on Tuesday, CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, Alexi Boyd, has this advice for those struggling.
Seek help from trusted advisors and talk to your professional association, because they will have experienced this in other ways with other similar businesses and they can offer you the right advice and support. So it's really important that small business owners think of their mental health first, and we definitely recommend that people go to Beyond Blue. There's a fantastic program called New Access, which is run by small businesses for small businesses, and you can get some great advice there about how to see your way out of this really difficult situation.
Emma Kellaway, SBS News.